Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you today. We talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer about the Dakota Pipeline protest. Plus, we get a firsthand account of what happened when there was a culture clash during the Dakota Pipeline protest. John Springsteen talks about simulation in the oil patch. Plus, Sydney, Montana Mayor Rick Norby talks about the growth that's happened in Sydney over the past 5 years. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, Heidi Heitkamp, and U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. The delegation comments about the Standing Rock Dakota Pipeline protest. This is U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Today we called on the Department of Justice to provide more law enforcement officers to help us with public safety. We also called on the Corps to resolve the issue. Now the courts decided that the project can proceed safely, so everyone needs to follow the law. And if the administration wants to review the process for more consultation with the tribes, they should do that prospectively, not retroactively. We need to get this resolved and taken care of.
And that was U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Next, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
Well, there's really two things. And the first and primary concern of almost everyone, be it the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation, all the way through the governor, through the congressional delegation, is public safety. I can't be more proud of the sheriff in Morton County, my home county, but he can't do it alone. And so we are pleading with the federal government to provide federal law enforcement assistance. We had a number of good ideas that we suggested. We're hopefully going to get some clarification on what the federal government can do here in the next couple days, but we will continue to push for additional resources. If it's not in manpower, additional resources in terms of financial resources. Second to that has really been kind of a path forward. Where do we see the Corps of Engineers taking their analysis? What is that going to look like? They made a commitment that in a few weeks, and we couldn't nail down kind of what those few weeks look like, that they will in fact be talking about what process they're going to use to move forward. And so we're hopeful that that happens sooner rather than later, because obviously if the core process takes a longer period of time after their evaluation, then we'll have an opportunity to basically say, look, nothing's going to happen on this site, or we'll prepare for what is going to happen on the site. So predictability at this point is absolutely critical to guaranteeing public safety. And so that's our primary concern. The plea today was really, we need help. You can't expect us to go this alone. And we're looking forward to working with you in the future. And so maybe some tough challenges ahead, but it's as I said in the call, look, if something goes wrong, it won't be people pointing fingers at the county or the state or the federal government. They'll just say government failed. And so we need to all work together, and we need to bring all the resources that we have to actually getting the job done.
And that was U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Next, U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Since the administration created this problem, they have an obligation to fix it. It's long past time for restoring order.
And that was U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. To listen to the full-length interview with Kevin Cramer, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, or Senator John Hoeven, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty. In the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. Time now for a Kids in Capitalism interview with Kitchapreneur Otis and his guest today, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
How did you become a U.S. Senator?
I worked really, really hard. And I ran. First thing you always have to do when you want to be somebody or be some do something, you have to say you want to do something, and you have to actually start working at it. And so I've spent a lot of time in public life in North Dakota. Thought I was kind of done in public life, but thought, you know what, I think I'm going to run for the Senate because I think it's a place that I have a much more moderate view of the world, and I think I could really change outcomes. And so I ran, and I worked really, really hard, which is something people don't talk enough about. And spent a lot of time visiting with North Dakotans, and gratefully, the majority of North Dakotans voted for me, and so now I'm a United States Senator.
I'm 8 years old. How has North Dakota changed in the last 8 years?
You know what? Probably no other time in any 8-year span has a state changed more than North Dakota's changed. We've always been a large agricultural state. We're seeing bigger and bigger crops. We're seeing more specialty crops, better marketing of our crops. And so our agricultural economy is more stable than what it's been in the past and can withstand some of these downturns. And so that's something that didn't happen in the other downturn. And obviously the growth of our energy industry has been huge for North Dakota. But we want to make sure that North Dakota is a place where you can do high tech and there isn't a digital divide, and that you can live in Dickinson or you can live in Manador, North Dakota, and make a living. So we've got some challenges ahead, but we've done pretty well the last 8 years.
How old were you when you got your first job? What was it?
My first job was babysitting, and I was probably 10 years old.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Wow. Nice job.
And that was Kidjapreneur Otis and U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp with the Kids in Capitalism podcast. For more information, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I'm the host of Coffee and Capitalism. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to pull up a stool, pour a cup, and join the conversation. Each week, we talk with business owners, innovators, family business, venture capitalists, and kidpreneurs about making money, giving back, and community ethics. That's Coffee and Capitalism.